Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad.
Amazing why.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm glad you're here. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here, too. Peter Meyer is with us. Peter's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and one of the outstanding management minds in our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including Warp Speed Growth, including Creating and Dominating New Markets. Many times during the month, you hear me say something when somebody's here on our show, somebody else, you hear me quoting Peter on some of the smart things he's taught us over the years. Peter Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Peter, one of the things that that I started talking about back in December, I guess it was, maybe even November, but certainly December, I started telling small business owners that their strategy for 2009 was going to be very simple. Do whatever they had to do to make sure that on January 1, 2010, they were still able to open the doors of their business. That's what I was telling people back then, because I felt that I needed to get their attention on what was going to have to be done. I believed that we were going to all have to take some pretty serious looks at our operation to make sure that we were lean enough and that we were tight enough to weather the storm that we were in and that we're still seeing the residual of. But as time went by and as the year progressed, you know, I started saying, okay, you've been operating for survival. Now let's make sure that we're planning for success. And so that's where I am right now in my overall strategy to businesses, is you still got to operate for survival, but we need to make sure we plan for success. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. And planning for success is an important aspect of our business. And what's more is that it's a great thing to do right now, because there's a lot of opportunity available that has not been available in the past, and I think will be available in this coming few months and year for people who care to take advantage of it. Some will, most won't. The question is, for our listeners, will you be on that side?
Mm-hmm. And there's really every day, every minute of every day, new little opportunities are popping up all over the place as people wake up and say, hey, that's really the sun coming out there. That's really a light at the end of the tunnel. That's not a train coming at us. It's happening all the time, isn't it?
It is. It's good news. And there are, and I can talk some more about how to take advantage of the opportunities, but I'll say that with the disruption and dislocation, there are new business opportunities that didn't exist 6 months ago. With the, and you may not be a big fan of the plan to invest money into the infrastructure that the administration is running out, but that plan is creating opportunities that do not look anything like last year's opportunities. They look much different. And for those who are willing to see how that difference is, there's great opportunity to make some revenue there.
Well, the plan, obviously there are infrastructure investments that need to be made that the government can do a great job in. The problem that I have is when the government supplants private industry that could be making those investments and they try to act like they can do a better job than the marketplace. I don't agree with that, but I do agree that there are things that the government can do, and I also prefer that we when we make those investments, that we make them in a way that fosters innovation. And rather than punishing people who are doing things the old way, let's encourage people to do it the new way. What do you think?
I'm always in favor of encouraging innovation. I'm always in favor of encouraging moving on from stuff that just doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm. We got a lot of that in the United States, but I like to see the marketplace solve those, even though maybe they don't do it as quickly as some people would like. But let's talk about being proactive, because you're a proactive kind of guy, Peter. I know that's the way you think and the way you talk to your own clients. And so how can we take advantage? How can we be more proactive? We've got to be a little less fearful, though, to be proactive, don't we?
And, you know, fear is simply the other side of a sense of supply and a sense of being able to take care of ourselves. And one thing that your listeners are really good at and you help them so much with is their ability to decide, you know, I can take charge of my own destiny. I am the arbiter of my own fate. That's what makes a small business entrepreneur work, is the decision that they're going to step out and make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make the decision to run your own business, you're making that decision. And I'll talk more about that after.
Hold on to this thought. Yeah, you've done this before, haven't you? Peter Meyer and I will be right back, folks. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here is Barbara Lewis to take us out.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. Lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something that you can read or listen to that will help you in your small business. And you can find my blog right off the homepage, my knowledge base, askjim.biz. You can find my newsletter right there. Just click on that, and that'll take you to a place where you can see a sample of the newsletter. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. For 10 years, we haven't missed a publication on Sunday afternoon, so check that out. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Peter Meyer is our guest, our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, creating and dominating new markets. I love that title. He has taught us over the years so much, and he's helped me to teach you, continue to teach you as much as I can, that small business owners can dominate in their markets. But Peter, they got to be proactive, don't they?
I think that's very much the case. And as I was saying before the break, when the entrepreneur makes a decision to start his or her own business, you're being proactive. And that same attitude will do really well in the next 9 months. Now, you're right about we need to be able to say, okay, I need to protect what I have. I need to make sure I'm not risking too much of what I have. But at the same time, I need to recognize that things have changed. And so here's how I look at it. Everywhere we go, there are revenue streams. There's a stream of revenue. And we can, at this point in our business, say, oh, there's a stream that I don't recognize. And I can walk up to the stream, and I can look at the stream, and I can try to analyze the stream, and I can sort of say, that's a really pretty stream. I'll come back next year and see if it's still here.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's a stream of revenue. I can step into it. And if I step into it, I can be part. I can take advantage of that stream and capture some of the stream for myself. The key thing is the streams of revenue are changing from where they were 12 months ago. And our opportunity is to either go find that stream and step into it, or to go find that stream and look at it, or to stay here and not look for anything.
The timing, though, Peter, is a big deal for small businesses, because one of the things that I also talked to businesses, to my audience about six and 7 months ago was I tried to help them understand the difference between the leading edge and the bleeding edge. And
yep.
So I actually, you know, I was saying to them, you know, 2009, at least as I saw it in, say, December, January, I said 2009 is not going to be a year where you want to take a flyer. This is going to be a year where you're going to want to manage your cash like a she-bear manages her cubs, with great vociferousness and the thing is that that if the closer you are to the leading edge, then that's putting you that much closer to the bleeding edge. And so stepping into those streams you're talking about, knowing when to do that so that it doesn't cost us too much when we don't have as much to risk, that's the key, isn't it?
It is. And let me come at that with a specific recommendation. Most of our clients, this is a business-to-business conversation right now.
Right.
Most of our clients have got two kinds of people inside the business. And I'll take Cisco as an example and General Motors as an example. General Motors is what most people think of a bad place to go try and solicit business. And Cisco Systems, the people who make the Internet stuff, would be a good place. Both companies, though, are cutting back on let's say, IT or HR or administration expenses. So stuff that is not directed to revenue, they're not spending money this year. Both companies are spending a lot of money, including GM included, on revenue opportunities. And so if I walk into my normal client, I talk to my normal customer who is not part of the revenue stream at my client, I'll miss the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
If I go into my client and I say, yeah, I know we're going to be with you for a year or two until things come around, but what about the revenue folks? And I go find the revenue folks who make the money for the client, and I talk to them. They're hungry for new opportunity. So now I'm not talking about investing money in a new program. I'm talking about the same customer I've been talking to for the past, two or three years, and I'm talking about going to new people inside that customer and saying, you make revenue. How can I help you make more revenue?
Mm-hmm.
And they have money to spend, and they want to spend it. They want to get out of this as fast as possible. So General Motors is spending a ton of money on revenue. Cisco is spending a ton of money on revenue. Most of our business clients are going to be willing to spend money on revenue if we find the right person in the client.
So how do we... So that may mean, though, that we have to adjust the way we approach them, that we have to adjust... We have to maybe restructure our proposals, the way we think about them, because typically a lot of business-to-business proposals are you need to buy stuff, we have stuff to sell, so why don't you buy it from me? And without any direct reference to how it drives revenue for the company.
Exactly. And I think now we're talking about adjusting ourselves to say, okay, you need to make money. I can help you make money.
Mm-hmm.
And then, by the way, I want to be clear about this. I'm not saying you need to save money. I think this is not a cost savings discussion.
Mm-hmm.
You, Mr. or Ms. Client, need to make money. I can help you make money. Let's talk about how to help you make money. That differentiates each of your listeners from the vast majority of businesses who are walking in saying, let's save some money.
So the saving money steps, that ship's already sailed. People have pretty much cut what they need to cut, haven't they?
And what's more is that there's not a lot of money to spend on saving money right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. And so... When we come back after these messages, folks, we're going to talk some more about this. How do you, if you're not selling something that is a direct revenue-producing type of thing? I know some of you are scratching your heads about that right now. We come back. Peter is all-knowing, all-omniscient. He'll help us to find out how to make that connection. Turn a dotted line into a solid line after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Chicago to take us out.
Walking down the street one day.
Richie Valenzuela, ladies and gentlemen, otherwise known as Richie Valens, bringing us back with that classic La Bamba. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for staying with me. We got our good buddy Peter Meyer back with us. He's the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, also Warp Speed Growth, two books that I hold very dear in my library. And Peter, tell us how we can find all of your books. Tell us how we can find you online.
Well, the easiest way to go is to go to warpspeedgrowth.com or creatinganddominatingnewmarkets.com, and you'll find a whole library of articles and stuff there. You can get the books there, of course.
Yes.
And that's a good thing, but you can also get a lot of this material from the books just by going online. It's there free for people to use.
And you, thank you for that, too, by the way, but you also, you make your living consulting with companies about the things that we're talking about right now, don't you?
I do, and it's a fun thing to do. I really enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a consultant once upon a time, full time like that, and it was great going in and helping people with their businesses, and it's amazing, isn't it, Peter, how smart people running businesses, doing a good job, still have a hard time seeing their own businesses. They need somebody like you to come in and tell them what they really could. They were plenty smart enough to see themselves. And folks, and Peter, I'm tying this into what we've been talking about, this proactive growth thing, being proactive as you try to grow your business into this next era that we're heading into. Sometimes we need a little help, don't we?
You know, it's always good to be able to look outside and say, can you look at this that I've been playing with all this time and tell me what I'm not seeing?
Mm-hmm.
And often there is something that I'm not seeing.
Right under your nose.
Yes. And so sometimes a flash of the blindly obvious is really valuable. And I know I use my friends for that, and I use consultants for that, and people use us for that. We come in and tell them something they normally would have recognized, and they go, oh, I should have known that. And I say, absolutely should have. And that's why you called us. So
when I had my consulting company, after I had been in business for a while and I had a stable of clients, whenever I wanted to make the next step in my business, I would actually go and ask them. I'd turn the table. I didn't let them charge me for it. There was always a little joke and a bone of contention. Well, how come I can't send you a bill for this? But I would ask them, you know, what do you think I should do? And it not only helped me with their perspectives, but it solidified our relationship.
What a good thing.
Yeah. So let's get back to this proactive thing, being proactive, but doing it in a way that we still have to manage cash, Peter. We still have to make sure that we don't take a flyer right now, don't we?
I think that what I'm talking about is not taking a flyer with money, but taking a flyer with a little bit of time. And the flyer is not an investment in time or money. The flyer is an investment in making a decision that you can change what you've done. If you've always dealt with administration or human resources or telecommunications or technology departments, people who have a large budget that's being shrunk, it may be time to try talking to the revenue side of the house,
mm-hmm.
which tends to be finance and sales, and say, you know, I can help you make more money. That may be an uncomfortable and different conversation, but the stream of revenue is there right now.
What if you sell a product that isn't typically associated with revenue, with the stream of revenue? How do we, you know, there are a lot of people out there like that. They sell, you know, supplies or whatever. How do we make those connections?
It's a great question, and my answer is to not walk in selling. My answer is to walk in asking, is to go to the revenue people and say, look, you need to make more money. We're in the business of helping you do that. Talk to me about how you want to make more money in 2009, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Where is your revenue going to come from? I'm pretty sure that if you just listen instead of talking, but just listen, you'll hear one or two ways that you can contribute to their revenue. And then you can say, oh, let me think about that. I'll come back to you in a week. And go back in a week and say, here's a proposal where you can make more revenue, and we'll help you.
Well, there's one thing that will happen from that, for sure. And I really like the way you said that, Peter, because if you ask those questions, ladies and gentlemen, and you learn their terminology, you learn the language that they're using, the way that they like to think about how they're going to grow themselves out of this, you can use that kind of language in your proposal. And just the fact that they recognize their own words will help you connect, won't it?
Absolutely will. They will show to them what's one thing that's really important, which is that you're a good listener.
And a partner.
And a partner. And they want listeners and partners right now. They want people who will help them.
Absolutely. Hey, Peter, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you very much for letting me be here.
Let's come back again real soon and talk some more about this.
I'd like to do that.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, Creating and Dominating New Markets is the book. Put a .com on the end, and you can find out more about him and his books, which also includes Warp Speed Growth. Peter will be back real soon. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.